Sandy Summer Show with Dave Cruz and Donnie
on 92.5 XTU.
So I'm curious as to your thoughts on this, guys, because I know that we're kind of out of that TikTok age where we might watch videos, but we're not watching videos to change the world, right? No. We're not watching videos to change our school. But that is one of the things that's trending on TikTok. Like I was just talking about this. Devious Licks Challenge, which encourages students to go into their school and vandalize it. And I'm not.
How is this a thing?
Because kids are dumb, I guess. I don't know. But when I hear about these challenges, I always imagine that it's dumb teenagers, mm-hmm. right? Kids who are no longer afraid of being reprimanded by their parents when they get home.
Want to branch out.
And they kind of like want to claim their stake on the school. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's a terrible challenge, but I can kind of get it when your hormones are imbalanced and you're a crazy teenager. But the thing is, like, my kids go to a Catholic school that is pre-K through 8th, and it's happening in their school.
Wow, it's happening. Young.
I don't know of a school that isn't affected by this. So what's happening is these kids are going into the bathrooms, they're ripping the soap dispensers off the walls. They're damaging the doors on the stalls.
Are they videotaping it for TikTok? Is that what
this is
happening?
Well, and that's just it. They're not even doing that. So they're not even doing it for credit other than their own street cred with the other classmates. Tori was telling me that one of the most disgusting, like the thing that repulses her the most is that they're taking the urinal cake. Because this is all mostly boys that are doing it. They take the urinal cake out and they play frisbee with it. So sometimes it ends up in the hall.
Why touch it?
What are you doing? It's a urinal cake.
Don't talk to a girl.
It's so gross. Yeah.
So all teachers should walk around with black lights and have kids show their hands. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, not only was this not a thing, but really the main reason I wouldn't do it is because my dad would have murdered me if I got in trouble for vandalizing or doing anything like that.
Right.
Oh, my Lord. It's like I wouldn't be worried about the principal of the school. I would just never go home again.
Right. And particularly that young. Right. This is what I'm thinking is that in my kids' school, they're young kids that are doing it. So it's not like it's the eighth graders. It's actually the grades lower than the eighth graders. So these are kids that are 11, 12 years old that are doing this, right? And they're good kids outside of the boys' room, like outside of the bathroom. Yeah,
just something clicks and...
Yeah, it's not like it's a school full of devious kids. They're just doing devious things because they're being encouraged online to do
and
it.
Also because the bathroom's probably the one place where they're not being
watched. Oh, yeah, that's right. No one's got an eye on them. Yeah.
Because we used to do some stupid things in the bathroom, but like nothing like that.
That's going to cost money.
Like we wouldn't damage it.
Right.
We would just like play like tag, not tag, but like smack
just
each other around
because
like,
it's got a little freedom to.
Yeah.
Exactly. So now it's turning into a situation where these kids can't even go to the bathroom. Like they all have to sign out. You have to let the teachers know exactly how long you've been in the restroom. What time you were in the restroom.
Oh, God, come to that. Like, there's not enough going on that teachers have to worry about.
And if while you were in the restroom you saw anything suspicious or if you saw that something had already been done so that they can pinpoint exactly who the kids are that's doing
it. It does remind me when I was in school, the one thing that happened, I remember in grade school, was someone had, like, doodled or something on one of the bathroom stall walls. And, like, the whole school shut down until someone would either fess up or say that they saw...
Yeah.
Who did it?
Like you would have an assembly.
Class wouldn't go on.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody would go in the gym or sit on the bleachers and the principal would come out and yell at everyone. Yeah. That's just such an awkward situation. So I don't know. Like to me, this is the kind of stuff that really starts at home. Parents just kind of need to be aware of what their kids are watching or at least have the conversation with them. Like, hey, if you do this, not only are you going to get literally expelled for a year from school, which is really bad. But you're going to have to pay the consequences at home. But, I'm not a great mom. I'm really not. So I don't have the answers to it. But I do know that, times have changed. And if that was the worst thing that happened in your school day, I feel like when I was growing up, the worst thing that happened was somebody would throw up. And then everybody knew. Because you would pass the big thing of sawdust on the floor, and and all the kids would be, oh my gosh, who was it? Oh, I heard it was Andy. Andy puked because she had too much chocolate at lunch. Yeah. Whatever it is. How about if instead of us teaching each other how to be better parents? Because honestly, everybody's got their own MO for that. Let's talk about, like, the worst thing that happened in your school. Because like, chances are it was pretty funny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. We want to hear those stories.
When I was in eighth grade, I went to Catholic school, so you graduated in eighth grade. It was a whole thing. So on the girls' bathroom wall, I wrote, class of 03 is great, so don't hate, appreciate. So the whole eighth grade got shut down. We all had to write down on a piece of paper the same saying, and I got caught because I was the only one to spell appreciate wrong.
Oh, my God!
So, Megan, pop quiz. How do you spell appreciate? Go.
A-P-P-R-E-I-C-A-T-A.
No!
Still spelled it wrong about 20 years later.
Tina, how about you?
Oh, my God. I went to Holy Cross High School in class of 79, and somehow the guys got a Volkswagen Beetle car up on top of the carport roof, and where all the buses pull up. So in the morning, there's like this Volkswagen Beetle on top of the thing. And,
That's amazing.
That is awesome.
So the principal was so, they canceled like everything for our class the rest of the year.
I mean, again, you have to, like, there has to be some sort of punishment, but there also needs to be some recognition of that's like an awesome prank. Like, that's an awesome prank, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Tina.
Thank you, Tina.
Love you guys. Love your show.
Hey, Ashley.
So the craziest thing that I can remember that happened in school was there was this troublemaker kid that always got in trouble by the same teacher. He got so mad at her the one time, he slashed all her tires in the parking lot.
No.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
So what happened to him after that?
He did get caught because there was cameras in the parking lot.
Idiot.
So he did get caught, and he got suspended for, like, a really long time.
Wow.
So
yeah.
Are you
sure this troublemaker's name wasn't Ashley?
No, it was not. No, the worst thing that I ever got in trouble for was the art teacher made me mad, so I glued all her magazine pages together.
Yes, brilliant.
Did you get caught doing that?
I did, and then I had to pay for the magazine.
Oh, that's my awesome. I mean,
no,
bad,
boo,
Ashley.
Bad.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Morning, Kim. So tell us what you did back in the day.
Oh, I didn't do it. It happened at my school.
Oh, right.
Sure.
It
okay.
was your friend that did it.
Right. So I believe it was a senior prank, and where I went to school, it was in the country, so a lot of farms. And the seniors put maybe about 6 pigs that were greased in the courtyard of our school.
Oh my gosh.
So you had these pigs running around, and we saw them outside the library. I mean, it was funny. It got hurt.
So do you remember, was there a punishment, or?
No, there was no punishment. I mean, the poor custodians had to get them out, and, you know, it was one of those things that you try not to have all this chaos. But, it made everyone laugh.
More greased pigs, less devious licks.
That's right.
That's
I think that should be the TikTok challenge.
Yeah, should be.
Love you guys. Love your show.
Gio!
How are we, guys?
We're doing
wonderful.
Great.
So tell us, did you do anything when you were younger to get in trouble?
All right, look, a little bit of a story. I was moved from Bucks County up to Dauphin County outside of Harrisburg in my freshman year. Well, I knew nobody at the school. Now I'm going to age myself. They used to have things called payphones back in school.
I remember those.
Do you remember the time that Pizza Hut had the 1-800-DELIVER-ME?
Oh.
Yeah, 15 pizzas to the guidance counselor, but somebody put it in their name.
So they didn't get you confused with another Geo in the school?
No. That was back whenever they were allowed to wear your rear end out.
Yeah.
Yeah. After the wearing out, I was made to walk home. No bus was provided.
Oh, my God.
Walk home.
Not that you would have been able to sit on it anyway.
No. And my father gave me exactly 1 hour to get home, or he was going to meet me and help me walk a little quicker.
Yikes.
Oh, wow.
And needless to say, I made it home in record time.
Yeah, those were the days, Gio.
Yes, ma'am. Love you. Love the show.
Mornings and the Andy Summers Show.
Turn it up on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.